Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest, inside the Giants clubhouse from AT&T Park in San Francisco, all-star shortstop Brandon Crawford.
Brandon, first of all, congratulations. Very deserving to be a first-time all-star. What went through your mind when you were told that you're going to be the all-star and that the players were the ones who voted you in?
Boach told me down in Miami probably 5 or 6 days ago. I was excited, obviously. Getting voted in to be an all-star is obviously exciting, but I think it's even more special, and it's quite an honor to have been voted in by the players.
I always wonder about the recognition that you get being on the West Coast. A lot of the guys on the East Coast, media members, they're asleep when you're playing your best baseball, so they don't get to see you the way we do out here in San Francisco. So is this kind of validation for all the hard work that you've put in?
It's just nice that other guys have noticed that I've been putting together a pretty good year, and to get their votes, it's a little bit more special coming from your peers.
On the offensive side, a lot of improvement. You've already got a career high as far as home runs. What did you do in the offseason? What do you think has clicked for you this year that maybe is different, that you're able to produce the way you are?
I think it's been mostly a more consistent approach. I'm trying to stay up the middle with everything, and lately it hasn't led to as many hits, but I'm still hitting the ball hard, and balls are still going over the fence for me. So I think that's probably the biggest reason for the home runs is that I've just been making harder contact this year.
What about looking for certain pitches to hit and certain counts? I mean, the other day you hit a home run on a 3-0 pitch. Not everybody's comfortable really swinging on 3-0, but you looked very comfortable.
I think that was only my third time doing it in the big leagues. I did it earlier this year on a 3-0 curveball, but it was from a guy that throws a lot of curveballs, and the situation kind of led me to sitting on that pitch. Right there with Zimmerman, he's gonna come after you. He doesn't walk very many guys, so he comes out at a lot of guys with fastballs. So I figured it was a good time to sit fastball and kind of take a big swing there.
We'll have more with Giants all-star shortstop Brandon Crawford right after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
This is a great combination up the middle the Giants have with you and Joe Panik, and you're both all-stars. The first time that's happened up the middle since Rich Aurelia, Jeff Kent, and I saw where you enjoyed watching them. You were a Giants fan growing up. And how do you make the comparison? Because those two guys were really special.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare myself, I think, to either Rich or compare Joe to Jeff Kent, because growing up, I mean, I watched those guys. I kind of idolized those guys growing up. So it's kind of weird to hear comparisons, I guess, but it's quite an honor to be put on a similar list as them.
Well, even though you guys are putting up numbers offensively, it's the defense, too, that makes you special all-stars. I mean, tell us about how that's come along. You've always been known for defense, but just it seems like there's more consistency now. And with Joe Panik, you guys seem so comfortable together.
We've gotten a good chance to play with each other a lot now. And with our experience in the Fall League together, I think we kind of developed a relationship pretty early. And then when he came up last year and now into this year, we've just gotten better, either with communication or just knowing what we're going to do before we do it. I think it's just gotten stronger.
There's plenty of guys on this team, it seems, that don't get too high or too low. I don't know if it's just the personalities or is it the Giants organization or what it is, because it definitely helps, because you guys don't get too mad when things don't go your way. How do you explain that, and how much of an advantage is it, do you think, for the team?
I think that's a huge thing to have in baseball, because it's such a long season and you're going to go through so many ups and downs. And we have a lot of guys that are able to get through those downs and continue to play every day and come out like it's a new day. And we went through a similar period last year as to what we're going through now, and we fought back and won the World Series. So I don't think anybody's getting too down, and I think it's big that we have a lot of players that can do that.
Are you guys tired right now? I mean, it's been kind of a tough stretch of travel. Everybody's pointing to that. There have been some mental mistakes. Is that part of it?
I don't know. I don't think you can really point a finger at one thing. We're just not playing as good a baseball as we were early in the year. Like you said, we've made some mental mistakes. We've made a pretty good amount of physical mistakes. If we're not putting runs on the board, then we're not gonna win games. So I think we just need to get back to playing good baseball, good fundamental baseball, and we'll be all right.
More with Brandon Crawford after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Before I let you go, last week I had Buster Posey's agent on the podcast, Jeff Berry, and he made this statement about Buster that I really liked. He was saying that he was supremely confident without a bit of arrogance. And I think that's kind of the way I would describe you, Joe Panik, and a lot of guys in this clubhouse. But how much do you look at Buster and the way he handles things and kind of this whole team look at him as being a leader in that way? He's not a rah-rah guy, but the way he leads, is that a great example?
Yeah, I mean, I like it because I feel like I can relate to it. He's not a real loud guy, and like you said, he's not rah-rah, but if he needs to step up and say something, he'll do it. And he leads more by his play than he does with his words, and I think that's kind of a way I've modeled my play.
And him and Bumgarner, they're going to show you the ropes of the All-Star game, right?
Yeah, they've been to a couple now, so I'll probably tag along, follow them.
All right, Brandon. Hey, again, congratulations. Thanks a lot for coming on.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants shortstop and All-Star Brandon Crawford. Join us again on Monday. We'll have another guest to talk Giants baseball here on thesportsvirus.com. And then Wednesday, we're expecting to talk to John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle about the All-Star game in Cincinnati. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.